Unit 2. Students' Book, B2. The King of Comedy, Sir Charlie Chaplin. Page 54. Activity 2. Listen and read Charlie Chaplin's biography.
Charlie Chaplin was born in London on the 16th of April 1889. His parents worked in the theatre. His father was a comedian and his mother was a singer. They were very poor because it wasn't easy to get work. Charlie's father died when Charlie was still a child. His mother was often ill. Charlie and his brother, Sidney, often wandered about the city streets and tried to find enough to eat. Life was very difficult. Charlie lived in a children's home. He was often cold, hungry, and miserable there. He hated it. Although his childhood was very hard, he wanted to make people laugh. He first appeared on stage when he was 5. At the age of 17, he joined the Carnot troupe. Some years later, Charlie Chaplin was very famous. In 1910, he and his brother travelled to America in a small company of actors. In 1913, he accepted an offer from a film company and moved to Hollywood. In 1914, he acted in his first film, Making a Living. In the same year, 1914, he introduced his famous tramp character and his tramp costume. He played this role in more than 70 films. In 1914, he appeared in 35 films, and in 1915, he acted in 14 more. He earned a lot of money. He formed his own filmmaking company, and he started to produce and direct his own films. In 1921, he directed his first film, The Kid. His most famous pictures date from the 1920s and the 1930s, the time of the silent films. In 1921, he visited Europe and was very popular there. Everyone wanted to meet him. In 1940, he acted in The Great Dictator, which was Chaplin's first sound film. In 1943, he married Una O'Neill, daughter of the American writer Eugene O'Neill. They had 3 sons and 5 daughters. He lived in America from 1913 to 1952. In 1952, he moved with his wife and their large family to Switzerland because he didn't like America anymore. He published his memoirs in 1964. In 1972, he returned to the USA to receive his honorary Oscar. In 1975, Elizabeth II, Queen of England, knighted him. He died in his sleep from old age on Christmas Day 1977 at Corsières-sur-Vevey in Switzerland. Even people who do not understand English can enjoy Chaplin's films because they are mostly silent. Once he said, "You have to believe in yourself. That's the secret. Even when I was in the children's home, when I was cold and hungry, even then I believed in myself."